Welcome to RC Hangar Time, a weekly RC aviation podcast.
All right, you guys ready to start?
I've been ready since, I don't know.
Since I text you?
Yeah, I was like, oh, shit. That's what I forgot to buy, a microphone.
All right, welcome to episode number 43 of RC Hangar Time. We've got a familiar face with us, or name with us, I should say. Wade is back on the show. It's been a while since we've had Wade. What's going on, Wade?
You know, nothing, man. I've just been busy with the military. They've been moving me around. I don't live in Missouri anymore, so that's good. But they stationed... What's that?
Is Texas that much better?
No.
Hotter.
Yeah, it's hotter, less humid, and it's windy all the time.
Yep. What part of Texas are you in?
Well, I'm in kind of like west, northwest central, like about an hour south of Abilene.
Okay. Yeah, I've been to that area.
So it's a little town nobody's really heard of called San Angelo.
Nice.
In San Angelo.
I'm still looking.
That's where the Air Force Base is?
Yeah, it's Goodfellow. Goodfellow Air Force Base. I mean, they've got pretty much everything you need here, but it's all, like, tiny.
Nice.
Like, the world's smallest Best Buy, Target, I mean, it's all just tiny.
Sweet. Have you been flying anything?
No, I haven't. Basically just my hexacopter, because the rest of the stuff I packed up due to space issues in the car, and that they all got broken.
So did you bring them, or did you have a company bring them?
I had a company pack them up, so we're going to file a claim with them, and hopefully I should be flying all new stuff within a couple weeks.
So they broke everything?
Air Force?
Yeah, they broke, like, every single airplane that I own is broken.
Wow.
So, yeah, they packed it up. The Air Force contracted it, basically, which they always do, and the packers came, and they packed everything up, and when I opened it up, they're just all crunched and crushed. And
did you ever find the Bandit? I know last time we talked, you couldn't find the Bandit.
Yeah, I found the Bandit. I found a couple pieces of it, and then I finally found it. So
you found a trail of,
wow,
of sticks to it?
Yep, $629 worth of airplane, just useless.
Jeez.
Wow.
And it only cost me $50 to pay him off to do that.
Yep.
Awesome. Anything else?
Well, just I just scored a gig with the San Angelo. Basically, he's the VP, the Vice President of Economic Development for the city of San Angelo, and I'm going to be working with him doing aerial photography and videography for the entire city, so we can post all the videos, and it'll be up on the website here soon. So,
oh, sweet.
Awesome.
Really big gig.
Awesome. What about the other guy? Did you bring him along?
No, I wish.
So who's going to be your cameraman now?
Well, I'm trying to figure that out. I've got a buddy of mine from Missouri, another guy that I was flying with. He's my hexacopter buddy.
He's carrying guy?
Yeah. Other guy squared. And
okay.
He's basically like my twin.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, my gosh.
He's got everything I have double as far as multi-rotors, and his are bigger and better. So he's got one right now. It's got six motors of the 800 size helicopter motors.
Wow.
So he's lifting, like, full on, like, real time.
Children.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So he runs on his, where I run 4S 5000s on mine, he's running 6S 10 to 15000s.
God. That's huge.
Oh, yeah. That's ridiculous. That's so awesome.
But other than that, I've just been busy getting the house ready, and, you know, that's about it.
Sweet. Well, we're glad to have you back, finally. It's good to get you back on the show and hear what you've been up to.
Yeah, it's good to be back, man. I've been busy, but I've been wanting to get back. I know you've texted me like 3,000 times going, when are you going to be back? And I'm like, next week.
Been saying that every week.
Yeah, but I'm on this time.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
because Dustin and I can't carry the show forever.
Yeah, I know. You guys, it's a rough job, I know.
I know, I am pretty demanding.
No kidding.
Oh, I graduated from college, too. Okay, I'm done.
Oh, hey, congratulations.
Nice job.
Sweet.
Yep.
Awesome. Who wants to go next?
How's your week been, Dustin? What have you been doing?
You know, I'm still broken wing here, so I did get a chance to fly my Hex around this weekend. I went up to one of my friend's cabins, and he asked me if I could fly my Hex around his property and get some aerial shots of his cabin and his land, and I'm not quite sure what he really wants with it other than just to kind of have, and maybe if he ever goes to sell it, there. Where he's at, they're about ready to rip up the whole mountainside and put in a new ski resort. So he's kind of keeping his options open in case things get a little crazy up there. But I was able to hold my remote and a little bit. It was probably a little bit too much, but at least I'm getting back in there a little bit.
Nice.
Other than that, I haven't done anything but surf the web and read magazines.
I'm not even going to ask.
Not those kind of magazines.
Not that magazines. Kind of web.
Not that kind of web surfing.
Nice.
My hands are clean, man. My hands are clean.
Yeah, lotion does that.
And a hand towel.
Wow. Awesome. How about you, TJ? What you been up to?
Oh, let's see. On Saturday, my club had our annual open house, and as last year they had me as the cook, the chef for the event. Cooked up a bunch of cheeseburgers and beer boil brats and onions and other such, and provided all the good food for the event. We had pylon racing in the morning, and finally got done doing all the cooking the food and ate, and everybody's stomachs were full. I went out to get some RC flying in myself, and the skies opened up. So I've not had a chance to get any flying in.
Nice.
I had all my EDFs all packed and ready to go. Everything was sitting out. I was actually getting ready. I was just plugging in a battery when the winds picked up and started raining.
Wow, that's too bad.
Looks like you won some foamies or something, didn't you? Some foam board stuff?
Well, actually, one, I'm cut myself out of plans. The other one is actually, I have a little foamy from the RC club. It's one of our little, I don't know if you'd call it a micro pylon racer, but it's a little delta wing that the club came up with that they wanted to use with their pylon racing, because they've been flying the T28s from Horizon for pylon racing, and cause it's pretty stable, but they wanted something that everybody, it was cheap, affordable. You get the plane and all the gear and stuff for like $36, and they fly great. So they gave me one. I got one of those. So I just got it put together, and I just got to come up with a paint scheme, and it is not going to be neon green.
Oh, come on. Neon green.
No, not doing it.
Maybe you should paint it blue.
Yeah, that's it. I'm in honor of Mike. I'm going to paint it blue.
And neon green.
And neon green.
They go good together.
Yeah, sure.
How big is your club where you're at?
Southland RC Club. It's one of like 8 or 9 in the area now. It's insane. But it's pretty good size. I can't think of the exact number of members, but it's probably about 70 to 80.
Well, that's right.
It's a nice size field. We have on-site Wi-Fi and cameras, so I can be at home and want to see who's out there. I can go to our look at the cameras at the field, see who's flying, see what the conditions are. Can also pull up the local weather right there. We have a little weather station, so you can see that, which is cool. We have one of the cloth runways, that material that's used for like temporary airports in the middle of nowhere. You just roll it out, staple it down, and boom, we got a runway.
Wow. So what about helis? Anybody flying helis out there at that club?
We fly everything's out there. We even have turbines.
Wow. I may have to come out there and check it out.
Oh yeah, it's an awesome facility, man. I love it. It's great. It's a great club. Everybody's really nice. I've not seen any. You know, here some clubs have somebody who's a real jerk or whatnot. But even the old timers, there's a lot of great people out there. So I enjoy flying with them when I can get out there. It's a little bit of a drive from here. It's about a 40-minute drive, but it's well worth it.
That's not that bad.
That's better. Yeah, I mean, that's better than what I had in Missouri.
Yeah. What do you mean? You flew right there on base.
Well, you know, but that was when I was just flying with me and the other guy. And sometimes that gets creepy when the sun goes down.
Oh, I thought you were going to say it gets creepy flying with the other guy.
Well, you know, that too. But, I mean, you know, we have a club up in Eldon, which is an hour and, like, 30 minutes away.
Right.
There's not a straight road on the way, so the entire time I can hear my plane shifting around in the back, and I'm just like, what's going to be broken?
Getting crunched. Yeah. See, I was just used when I used to live in Indianapolis. The club I flew at there was only about 10 minutes away, so coming up here, it's now 40 minutes to get there. It just seems like it takes forever. But it's not bad. I know, yeah, some people, they have to a little bit of a drive to get to where they're going, so I consider myself...
My club's about 30 minutes away, 20 minutes away, so that's about normal for, I think, for most people. It's about 20, 30-minute drives to their club, I'd imagine. If they live in, like, a metropolitan city, you know, where you got to go to the outskirts of the city to find your, you know, get it to a flying field.
Right.
My new club is not so bad.
Is it you?
What's that?
Is it just you?
No, it's actually the 1,000-foot paved runway. All the oil tycoons, and some of the old rich guys, they fly like $30,000 and $40,000 jets. And then I'm probably going to bust out there with my foamies.
Nice. Show them what's up.
I'm going to put a turbine in a foamy just to do it.
Do it.
It's been done. I've seen it. It's been done.
Do it.
You'll be amazed how fast foam can burn.
Oh, I know.
Cool. Anything else, DJ?
Other than that, I've been finishing up building those, and that's about it. I want to try to get in as much flying as I can before August. So once I hit August, I'm going to be laid up for a while. So.
Oh, yeah. That's not going to be fun.
No, I'm going to have knee surgery, so I won't be able to get out and fly much. I might be able to. I still have my little micro quad to fly around the living room. Yeah. Buzz everybody with, and on some painkillers, it might be some pretty interesting flying.
Yeah, you got it. You got kids, and get a wheelchair. Let them just push. Have them just push you around.
No. Not doing that.
That just leads.
Go ahead.
That just leads to bumping into something and hurting your knee worse.
Yeah,
that or the driveway is kind of a pretty good incline. They'll probably just roll me down the driveway.
Oh, maybe we could pitch in and rent you a scooter. A Rascal.
There you go.
A Rascal.
DJ, you got 3S 2200 batteries?
Oh, yeah. Who doesn't?
Yeah, right? All you need to do then is buy the $169 quad motor kit, the DJI E300.
Uh-huh.
You do that, and I'll send you a frame and arms and everything, and a KK2 board.
No kidding.
That should keep you busy.
Hell yeah.
And it's flashed with the new Stevie's firmware, so it doesn't jitter. It's, 100% stable.
Seriously, because I've been looking at wanting to build a quad.
Yeah, I mean, I'll give you everything you need, man.
Sweet, dude.
He wants it back when you're healed, though, including all the stuff you buy.
Put it together for me.
Sweet.
Sweet, that's awesome.
So after the show, give with me. I'll give me the address, and I'll ship it off. Brand new DJI arms, everything.
Oh, sweet. We'll do.
Cool.
I can do that. But other than that, that's been my week.
Awesome. Sounds good.
So, and there's pictures and video on our Facebook page of all the fun festivities and one of the heats from the pylon racing I posted. So check it out.
Will do.
Good times. Good times. How about you, Mike? How was your week? What have you been doing?
Not much. I had some family gathering stuff that I had to do this weekend. But I did start painting the wings on the Bixler. So I've got the wings done, the fuselage done. All right. Now I just got to do the other two pieces of foam left in the box. wherever they go.
What is the Bixler for?
Mainly going to just be like a GoPro plane. I might end up doing FPV with it. I'm not quite sure. But just for now, it'll be line of sight stuff.
Oh, okay.
So I've got the GoPro 3 to throw on it.
Yeah, for now he's trying to keep the FAA happy.
Jeez. Screw the FAA. I hate to say it, man, and you know, I know that there's a tactful way to do it, but I don't appreciate that getting in my business, you know what I mean?
Yep. Oh yeah. No, we always
we're not even gonna get into that, but I've missed a couple of the shows and this is my rant, but I'm done with them.
Yeah, we've been
tired of trying to play nice.
Dead horse for a while.
Yeah. So my bad. I didn't mean to get off on a tantrum, but I'm just whatever.
Yep, you know, it is what it is. Just got to deal with it. Hopefully, hopefully it'll all work itself out. You know.
Yep.
We shall see.
Come and take it out of my hands. All right, I'm done. Take it out of my hands. I'm done.
Cool. Moving on. Should we get into our RC Hangar Time news of the week?
Sweet news of the week.
All right, what you got for us, TJ?
Hello, what?
What you got for us, TJ?
What do I have for you?
Yeah.
What?
News.
I have news.
What is your news?
Just kidding.
Great news.
Awesome. Awesome news. Wow.
Here's my RC Hangar Time news shout out. Just a shout out to Rick Rivers. He had a great post this week. He did a Air Hogs Titan conversion, and it appears to seem to have gone really, really well for him. So, just a shout out to him for that. I'm letting everybody see that. What else? There was somebody else. Oh, yes. Ed, again, with another tips and tricks. Man, he is pulling these out left and right.
Yeah, he is.
This one is with the bicycle spokes. If he was fortunate in finding some old bikes and was able to the perfect for it, to the right gauge, for your bigger planes. I don't think it'll work for an ultra micro. might be a little too big for that purpose, but for larger planes, giant scales and whatnot, to make perfect for that. If you really get upset with your kids and they do something bad, there's a punishment for them. Take the bike spokes off.
There you go.
And they'll never notice if every other one of them is missing.
Yep, until a point where they go out to ride, and then all of a sudden, boom. It's almost like Jenga. You see how
Jenga.
Many you can take before?
That's what I was getting ready to yell.
Jenga! So, see how many spokes it takes before the wheel collapses.
I was trying to figure out in that conversion if he was just cutting the spokes or if he was actually unscrewing the spoke with the little nut on the end. That seems like a lot of work to tear a whole bicycle rim apart.
I think snips it would be pretty quick.
Well, you know, you could probably take off and still have that threaded end and use that to thread it into some of those clevises, you know?
Holy crap, that's true. That's a good idea.
Nope.
Yeah, that's how I was wondering. That's what I was wondering if he was tearing it all apart or, I mean, I saw that post, but I couldn't see what he was actually doing on the threaded end. It looked like he still had the 90-degree bend from the inner spoke. But, yeah, that seems like a lot of work to tear a whole rim apart.
Yeah.
Hey, sometimes work is worth saving a crap ton of money, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
Yes, it is. I have one last shout-out. It's an international shout-out to Minder Thomas there in Zurich, Switzerland, or at least that's what it says on Facebook. So maybe he's from here, just there visiting. I don't know. But he posted a great video of a rather large EDF of the Chengdu J10. You know, I like my EDFs, so it was really cool to see that posted, and that's a sweet jet.
So, yeah, he makes some awesome videos out there.
Yep. So I just wanted to, you know, those are my shout outs for our Facebook group.
I have a couple.
Okay.
First one. Barry Knight, again, he had an awesome, we had a good topic going about glow plugs, what people preferred and what they liked for certain types of two-stroke and four-stroke motors, and it looked like the general consensus was, you know, the OS number 8 was the most popular, and then of course the OSFs for the four-strokes, and there was even some people saying that they've used the Fs in two-strokes successfully. So that was an interesting topic as well. And then I just had to shout out to another awesome person for creating
one of my posts.
No, for the this person submitted an awesome T-shirt today. Did you guys happen to see that?
No, not
it was. What's his name?
The one with the heli upside down.
No, me.
Oh yeah, I saw that one. Oh, yeah, I like the heli. I like the upside down heli.
No, the one that I posted that has the drone on the back and it says "Ain't no drone," or it's got the quadcopter and says "Ain't no drone." Anyways, okay, you guys weren't paying attention.
But I thought it was cool.
I do have one more for real shout out from our Kickstarter project that we got going on. James Messick has backed us for
the total amount.
$30, and that'll get him some shirts and some stickers. A shirt and two stickers. So it's awesome to get that going and have people donating to that. So hopefully we can hit our goal and, you know, get some shirts made, which I'm totally excited about. So I wanted to say thank you. And what's that?
I want a shirt.
I know, me too. TJ needs a shirt. He doesn't have any shirts. He just runs around shirtless.
Shirtless.
But yeah, there's all 98 pounds of me.
I got a shout out.
Do it.
Somebody by the name of TJ McAfoos, I think is his name. I just want to say that I was about to share that Free Wing Mirage 2000. That is one of the most badass airplanes on Earth, and I think I want to get one.
I saw that. I was looking at the pictures of that. That looks like a sweet-ass plane.
Like, I'm not going to lie. Free Wing comes out with some pretty badass EDFs.
They do. They're A6. I want to get on.
Yeah. But anyways, I saw that, and I just fell in love with it. Absolutely fell in love.
Aww. Awesome. Anything else?
That is a pretty mirage.
All right. Should we move on to our main topic?
Yeah.
Yes.
Sure. All right.
You're listening to RC Hangar Time. Please help support our show by going to rchangartime.com and clicking the donation tab. Your donations help keep the show running each week. And be sure to share this episode on Facebook or your favorite forum. Thank you for your continued support and enjoy the rest of the show.
This week's main topic is going to be called What Would Wade Do? Wade's going to take a break. That's what you would do. Let me know when you're back, Wade.
I'm here, man.
Can barely hear you, though.
I can barely hear you. I put your head back down.
All right, heads down.
There you go.
Heads down. This is uncomfortable.
Nice. All right, so this week's main topic is going to be called What Would Wade Do? This week, we're going to grill Wade on the tough questions of the hobby and see what he would do. My question is, what would Wade do if he got a shipment full of broken planes?
Ooh. I know what I did do. cry. I would definitely cry, and I did. And I'm going to rebuild, and I don't know. You stumped me. I'm sad.
Hey, look at it this way, though. Once you get new ones, you'll now have planes for parts.
Oh, yeah.
Are they 100% replacements? I mean, you're going to get dollar for dollar, you think? Or?
Well, some of them I can fix. Most of them I can fix, I mean, with, you know, $30 or $40. But I think I'm just going to go ahead and claim the entire loss.
Anyway, yeah, just, well, that brand new, not fixed planes in the air.
I mean, what's the worst that can happen? They don't give it to me and they give me what's actually broken, but I don't think they know. So I'm just going to be unhonest. I'm going to be dishonest and do it that way.
But just don't let them listen to this podcast first.
What podcast?
Exactly.
Okay, they should replace. I mean, planes are kind of something that you don't really want to fix. I mean, every repair just, you know, it's one more ding in the fuselage. Yeah.
Well, yeah, and I mean, they were new when they shipped, and they should be new when I get, you know, the money at least to fix them or repair
right.
them, get new ones. So
they should arrive in the state they left in.
Yeah, I mean, literally, I'm not even kidding you. Like, my Carbon Cub, I mean, I had maybe 18, 19 flights on it, and it was almost in near-perfect condition minus a wing scrape. And then when I get it, they put it nose first with the prop still on in a freaking wardrobe box and then piled shit around it.
Wow. That sucks.
Making sure I wasn't cutting it. The horizontal stabilizers were sticking out of the side of the freaking box, like crumpled.
Wow.
That sucks.
Yeah, so, I mean, it was kind of like that the whole time. For everything.
Damn. All right, I got one more question before I feed you to the wolves. what would Wade do if the FAA was trying to ban FPV flying?
Well, in my honest opinion, as far as the FAA and banning FPV flying, Wade, or me, what I would do is I would basically go on every single venue that there is possible and make honest yet respectful comments. There's a bunch of links, I'm sure, floating around on the RC Hangar Time Facebook page. There's Twitter. There's websites. If you guys don't know, you know, I can give you all those links. But go and peace, you know, state your peace. That's what I would do. I would definitely go and, you know, say it nice and respectfully. And then if it doesn't work, then no, they decide to ban it, then I'll fly anyways.
Then resort to name calling?
And then resort to throwing poop. Like a monkey.
Like a monkey.
And it's really hard to talk when TJ is just typing boobies over and over again.
I am not.
Oh, I lifted my head up to see boobies. I got quieter.
It's all boobies.
Is that better?
Yeah, it's much better. Cool.
Okay.
All right, what do you guys got for Wade?
Oh, jeez.
Go ahead, Dustin. I'm still trying to regain my composure.
Here, this should help.
No, that doesn't help. What would Wade do?
I don't know. Let's see. How about the state I'm in and what the state TJ is going to be in? So what would you do if you were unable to fly because of a physical injury?
Well, yours is the arm, right?
Yeah, I broke my collarbone, so I'm in a sling.
Oh, wait, God.
Wait, Wade, do you know how he did it, though?
Wrestling a bear in the forest for my fallen down quadcopter.
Are you serious?
No.
Oh, okay. He fell while walking and texting at the same time.
Did you really?
Well, after I was walking and texting to fall down, I crawled out from under the bus that TJ threw me under, and that's when I broke my collarbone. Yes, I was walking and texting. It wasn't my greatest moment, but that's how I broke my collarbone.
That's pretty funny. I'm not going to lie. It's like we need to come up with one of those, like a spoof ad segment, and do exactly what I just typed. Don't text and walk. It can wait.
Is that what you would do, Wade? Don't text and walk?
I would, I don't know. I'm still caught up on the texting and walking thing, but,
You know, the funny thing is here in Utah, they just barely passed this no texting and driving law. They made it official. And so when I called my wife to come take me to the hospital, I started out the conversation. I was texting, and she's like, "You were driving, weren't you?" And I was like, "No, I was just texting and walking." And then she started laughing, and I'm like, "I'm seriously here. Oh, someone take me to the hospital."
So did they laugh at you in the ER?
No, they were very serious, and I asked them to cut my shirt off, and she didn't cut my shirt off, and she pulled it over my head. So, yeah, there were some colorful words being said. And after that, they treated me. They gave me the drugs. They got me all fixed up, and things were good.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, as far as your question, if I was laid up, I don't know what I would do. I would go insane because I have to fly, whether it be simulator time. I even have a simulator on the Xbox.
Oh, nice.
Like, that's how addicted I am.
I've got one on my iPhone.
Yeah, and even when I'm like, not able to fly, I teach my daughter how to fly. So that usually is what I do.
Yeah, that's a good idea. I didn't even think about putting my kids on the sticks. I kind of just went down, and maybe I should get my kids out there and just let them crash things so that I can rebuild them when I'm better.
Well, you know, I got something like my daughter's obsessed with the multi-rotors. She loves them. And so that's a good one too, TJ. You know, I get her on the little Nano QX, and I mean, you can't kill that thing. So I taught her how to fly that. That's what I do when I don't have the ability to fly myself.
Awesome.
All right, TJ, we'll let you go next since you've been distracted by typing.
Hang on, I need to take a quick drink.
Oh, I got a good one.
Oh, yeah? So I've been trying to think all day what would Wade do. Oh, I'm so sorry.
Auto-stabilized.
Oh, jeez. No, serious question for Wade, because I wanted to ask this. What would Wade do if he had a choice between KK2 and the new NASA?
Describe new NASA.
What's like, that new 32?
Well, it depends on what you're going to use it for. I guess I would definitely go with the new NASA.
Why is that?
Just all the experiences I've had with NASA are nothing but good. The KK2 is good. It's an awesome controller, but it doesn't give you near the features that you could get with any of the NASA systems, all the way down to NASA Lite.
Yeah, I agree. I've never had any luck with the KK2 boards. I've had NASA before, and I completely love the way the NASA feels over the KK2.
I will caveat that. The KK2, if you flash it with the right firmware, it is awesome. However, you want to use that for more of a sport flying than, you know, anything else, in my opinion.
Yeah, I mean, the KK2 is basically flight stabilization. It doesn't give you any other features other than that. So kind of comparing NASA and KK2, it's kind of comparing a Volkswagen to a Ferrari. Of course, you're going to choose the Ferrari because, you know, you get a lot more out of it.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and that's what it is. If you look on my YouTube channel, you'll see the videos of basically me flying the DJI 450 with the KK2, and that is fun, you know, but you can't let off the sticks. You gotta constantly fly it, and whereas the NASA, you can let off at 50%, and it'll basically hold its position.
Right.
Yeah, that's so true.
That's a little nice thing about the NASA, so... It just depends on what you're doing. Aerial photography and things like that, NASA, but if you're just going to be sport flying, KK2 for sure.
Yeah. Okay, I've got one. Did you have one, Dustin?
I was going to say, let's take it one step further. How about multi-Wii or APM versus NASA?
APM, never had any personal experience with. So I can't say... that. Multi-Wii, I've never actually physically had on any of mine, but I've flown with it. you really have to know what you're doing with like Arduino and all those, you know, different, I guess, firmwares and softwares. It's a little high tech in my mind to get the same result that you would get out of NASA V2. Obviously a lot cheaper.
Yeah.
But if you're willing to take the time and go through the ass pain of programming it and getting it everything set up as far as gains and all that stuff, then the multi-Wii is definitely more expandable than some of the NASA. But I don't know. It just depends on what you like. I like ready to go. I like to be able to just plug and play, whereas the multi-Wii will not give you that, in my opinion.
Okay, fine. Here's this. What would Wade do? Blade 350 or the DJI Phantom?
Blade 350 QX. Hands down.
Because you know how to fly and you're not going to fly into buildings and things like that, right?
Well, I mean, again, it's like with the to a Volkswagen, you know, but this one's more along the lines of Ferrari or Porsche. You know, you got to kind of pick your poison. The 350 QX was never really meant for AP. You know, and a lot of people try to adapt it that way, so you're overstressing what's supposed to be done with it. You know, I mean, I know they have the AP version and all that stuff, but I mean, let's just put it this way. If you're going to get into AP, you need something bigger.
Yeah.
With the DJI, I like it. That's a little more oriented towards the FPV AP world. So if you're going to do that, get the DJI. If you're going to just sport fly and have a good time and really learn, then your 350 QX is where it's at. I've never had any issues with mine.
What do you think is the issue with everyone having all these flyaways?
I honestly think it's people not taking their time and reading the directions. Yes, I'm not going to say everybody's had the issues because of them not doing something right. I will say that there are going to be some cases of equipment malfunction based on just equipment malfunction. But if you do what you're supposed to do, you know, as far as following the directions to a T, these things are not simple. They're fairly complicated. They rely on GPS. They rely on a good, clean flying environment as far as RF noise and all that other crap. You know, and this goes for anything from a Blade 350 QX all the way up to, you know, your S800s and S1000 DJIs. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just do what you're supposed to do. I never once had my 350 QX, and that's with the very first firmware. I never had it do anything other than what I told it to do.
Right.
I think a lot of the flyaway problems are caused by not calibrating your GPS. I mean, you know, you throw it in the back of your car, it's bouncing around, you put it next to speakers or, you know, whatever, you know,
right.
And then you just rip it out of the car, you plug it in, and you just take off. Some guys don't wait for, you know, I've seen videos where people, they just plug the battery in, and 2 seconds they take off. They don't wait for GPS lock or home lock. As soon as that right. compass and GPS freak out, that thing flies away.
Well, you know what it does. I mean, from my experience, I forced it into a flyaway situation where it was close to the ground. And you want to know what? It's because I did exactly what Dustin said. I put it in the back of my car. I went across the base, and I started it right up. I actually still had the battery in it. Never turned it all the way off, and whenever I hit return to home, the damn thing flew back to the original home point. Did it really? Yes.
Awesome.
So, if you don't follow the directions and you don't restart it completely and recalibrate it, and that goes for Phantom, for 350 QX, for Walkera, for any of those, you gotta follow the startup procedure. You have to start it up from ground zero every single time.
Yep.
Simple as that.
Every time I fly any of my NASA devices, I sit and I wait for, I mean, you get your three red lights. I need three satellites, two satellites, one satellite. And then even before I take off, I always flip my course lock, home lock 4 times, and I watch it reset the home position so that I know that where I'm taking off from is home position. You know, I calibrate every time I go to a new site. I calibrate my GPS, my compass.
Takes 2 seconds.
Yeah, I mean, it's thousands of dollars flying away if you don't.
Yeah. You know, I don't even have course lock and home lock set on my NASA. I totally disabled it. I don't know. I don't use it, so. I mean, the course lock, maybe, but home lock and all that stuff, no, I don't care.
I don't use either one, but I definitely I don't disable it just for the simple fact that I can flip that back and forth, and then it resets the home position so that when I do a return to home, it knows exactly where it took off.
Well, I learned the hard way, and I'm still trying to figure it out. I fly with Spectrum, so you got to set the Spectrum receiver failsafe. So I tried to turn my transmitter off, and when I did, it just popped out of the air from about 30 feet.
Nice.
So my failsafe is set at zero throttle.
Yeah, it's kind of tricky. I fly Spectrum also, but it was definitely kind of a learning curve. And you read the directions, it's not super clear on how to set that failsafe.
Yeah, but you know what is super clear?
What's that?
Exactly. I knew you were going to ask that question. Thank you. basically, I switched all my multi-rotors are flying the Lemon RX receivers, the Spectrum knockoffs. They are literally the best receivers I've ever used.
Better than
really?
Orange.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, anything's better than orange. Throwing a rock on it and throwing it into the river is better than an orange receiver.
Hey, right. I have never had an issue once yet with any of my orange RXs.
I know. But I'm just saying, Lemon RX, I got a 10-channel with satellite receiver. I mean, this thing is awesome. And I got it for $29.
Put your head down, Wade.
$29.
Does it do DSMX or just DSM2?
It's DSMX.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and I've heard the lemons are really good.
All right.
Yeah. Setting the failsafe is a push of a button.
Nice.
I mean, it's super simple. So.
Yeah, $29 definitely beats $130 for an 8-channel Spectrum receiver.
Yeah, and I fly my hex on it, my big 550 extended hex. I fly that on there.
I've got one more. What would Wade do?
Wait, I got one more question.
Go.
The lemons on the lemon receivers. Are any of them telemetry ready?
Ooh, that's a good question. I don't know that right off the bat, but if you go to lemon-rx.com, you can find all the lemons there.
Head down.
LemonRx.com.
I haven't bought any, but I haven't seen anything telemetry on the Lemon RX. I haven't looked at them for about a month, but I haven't seen anything with telemetry capabilities.
I was just curious because I just finally used my first telemetry receiver in my F9F Cougar from using the AR-8 1000 or whatever it is with telemetry, and I got it all hooked up, running to my iPad, and that's awesome. Like, I want to get telemetry now on all my receivers.
Right. Can you guys hear me okay now?
Yeah.
Okay, they've got Lemon RX, it's got DSM2, DSMX, they've got backwards compatible ones, they've got, I don't see anything there with telemetry, satellite, failsafe, yeah, I don't see anything on there, but they do have AS3X.
Nice.
Yeah. So you can get a 7-channel stabilizer plus satellite DSM2 backward compatible for $26.
Nice.
Jeez.
Sweet. Yeah.
All right, you ready for my what would Wade do now?
Yes.
Right now I am.
We've been waiting all night, Mike. Finally.
Okay, this is a good one.
Waiting.
Okay. You come across an old man who's got hundreds of airplanes that he cannot fly anymore. Would you, A, offer to buy them, B, glamour him into giving them to you for free, or C, steal them?
B.
I know what he would do.
I would make sure that I would make sure that old DJ here had an eye out for him, and then I would B, glamour him into giving them to me for free.
Right.
Like he's never done that before.
Exactly.
See, now you got all those, you know, millionaires to fly with down there in Texas. Now you got some big planes you can start ripping people off from.
I can play the poor kid.
You are in the Air Force.
Yeah, right. help me, I just bought a huge house and I can't afford new airplanes.
you got tons of angles you can work.
I've seen this new Jet Cat turbine. I would just,
bring my daughter out there. Servos for the poor.
There is a t-shirt idea for you, Mike.
Oh my god, that's awesome. Servos for the poor.
Yeah. Lipos for the poor.
Receivers for the needy.
Yeah. Rubies for Wade.
You could turn it around and I'll work for lipos.
Oh, yeah. We'll work for flight time.
There you go. There's a t-shirt idea.
We'll work for foamies.
Oh, you could cut out a nice piece of cardboard and stand at the gate of the fly field.
There you go.
Do a, I expect selfies posted this weekend, Wade.
Okay, yes. I will.
Awesome. You guys got any more?
Wife and kids left me. Must have RC.
We'll fly free.
Nice.
No, I don't think I've got anything else.
I'm tapped out.
All right, so what I challenge everybody to do is, what would Wade do? Basically, what I want everybody to do on the site, on the Facebook page, is kind of go and ask, what would Wade do? And we'll choose randomly some questions.
Yeah,
awesome. Throughout the different shows later on, and I'll answer the questions and either A, be super serious, B, blow you off and make fun of you because that's the dumbest question I've ever heard, or C, just kind of joke around about it.
B.
Right.
It'll be random.
Oh, okay.
Awesome. Yeah, I would like to continue the What Would Wade Do series in a, you know, smaller or, you know, shorter time constraints with, you know, a couple questions each show. That'd be fun.
Yes.
Cool. Well, it's awesome to have you back on the show finally, Wade.
Yeah, it's good being back, man. I've been bored, you know, just sitting there moving. I went as far as bought an RC boat, so I know things got really bad.
I noticed.
Oh, so you did get a boat.
And I already burnt the motor out.
Wow, that didn't take long.
In typical Wade fashion.
7.2 nickel metal hydride. I wonder what it'll do on 10.8 or 10 point whatever. It went really fast.
For about 5 seconds. I got halfway across the pond and you had to go swimming for it.
Just let it sink.
See, now I can see it now. Wade's going to be standing there along the shores of the local RC pond. And he's going to be coaxing, coaxing people out of boats. Hey, that's a real nice boat you got there.
Yeah, I sure would like that boat. God. Boats for the bottom feeders. Oh, man.
Cool.
You guys need help.
Yeah.
Wait. He needs a lot of help right now.
I do.
He's playing.
Oh, I did find my next airplane, though.
Ooh, what's that?
I gotta find it real quick. It is I think it's a Dynam. No, I can't find it. It's under, it's Value Hobby, believe it or not. I don't know if you guys have ever been to Value Hobby.
Uh-uh. No.
It's a Horton BV-38. I've never seen one done in the model world. It's the legendary German spy plane from the Indiana Jones Raiders of the Lost Ark movie.
Oh, seriously? Oh,
that'd be cool.
Yeah, dude, and it's 44 inches.
That's what you said.
Hell, but it's on Value Hobby under scale airplanes. You guys need to check it out. It is badass.
Oh, heck yeah. It's from Dynam?
No, it's a Zeta Horton. Zeta. Yeah, it's a kit, and it's only $85.
Sounds like
bucks.
A fraternity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Underworld. You can get the plug-and-play version for freaking $109.
Oh, yeah, I see. That's pretty cool.
I don't see it.
It's on the it's on the second page.
Okay.
Yeah, scale. It's legit. That's one of the coolest airplanes I've ever seen.
Ass, dude. Look at that. 44 inches.
Yo, that's what she said. Somebody post that link in the group for everybody.
Okay. I'm doing it as we... Well, I already went a page beyond because I was looking at the Messerschmitt.
He went early.
Oh!
Do you want me to do it, or you guys got it?
Let's all do it.
I'll do it. We're going to do it together at the same time.
All right, it's been fun. We'll see you next week.
All right. I mean, head down. All right.
All right, take care, guys.
Thank you very much for tuning into this week's episode of RC Hangar Time. Remember to help spread the word. You can find us on the web at www.rchangartime.com or just do a Facebook search for RC Hangar Time. We enjoyed having you. We just hope you enjoyed being had. And remember, have fun, be safe out there. We look forward to seeing you again next week.